Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Philly is like a city with little man syndrome. Short guys got to talk loud to feel tough. That's an unnamed ticket texter who feels ready for that action on Sunday night. You going in? Are you wearing your Lions gear? Philly's a different animal. Ticket texter says, our friends are saying we're crazy for going to this game.
I don't think you're crazy for going to this game. I've never shied away from going to any stadium, no matter what the opposing fans are like. But I also am very aware that it's different when somebody wants to try and trash talk or say something nasty to someone that is of my size.
We have sucked for so long, we're just as crazy, if not more so, than Philadelphia. It's a different crazy, though.
It is. I don't know that I've heard too many opposing fan bases talk about Lions fans coming to Ford Field and having a, okay, you might get booed by Jim Costa, but...
And your kids, too.
Yeah. But I don't know that it is a, it's not a, it may be a hostile environment, but it's not a disrespectful environment.
You don't feel unsafe.
Yeah.
When you go to Detroit. We're loud. We're proud of our team.
Sure. As most fan bases
know about
are.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to that Raven game when Tucker hit the game winner, and there were some Ravens fans there. And Lions fans were pretty cordial after such a dramatic, heartbreaking loss. And there was a lot of fuel in that stadium that day because of what happened at halftime with Sheila getting booed and all that. And then that hitting the crossbar, it's crazy. I would ask, I want to know your guys' opinion on this. Pro or con to take your child to the game in Philly?
So we've gotten some of those responses. Hey, if you're going with your buddies, your boys, cool. If you're going with your wife or little kids, probably not a good idea.
The pro would be that the kid protects you.
I don't think they care.
Oh, you're going to use your kids as a human shield?
Yes. That they wouldn't fight you because you've got kids with you.
Don't kick my ass in front of my 9-year-old.
Yeah.
But then the con is what they might witness.
Hear.
I do think Lions fans should probably temper it down a little bit. Like, if they try to start doing Jared Goff chants and all that stuff.
All depends how the game is going. I mean, if you're up by 3 scores in the second half, you're going to hear Jared Goff chants.
And those Philly fans are not going to like the salt being put into the wound.
No.
Again, be smart if you're going. We need to say that. Don't put yourself in a bad situation.
But I also think that the Philly fans, having been in that situation where we've either been up big in the second half there, or we've been, you know, down, or it's been a tight game, they are more apt to boo their team and heckle their team if they're getting their butts whooped.
Guys, honestly, I think ticket prices are more prohibitive than anything else. Normally, when we travel, it's to go to teams where the fans are checked out and you can get a good deal. The tickets were cheaper than Ford Field. That will not be the case in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but it's not been the case when you've gone to Arrowhead. I can't imagine.
Or Green Bay.
Yeah, or Green Bay. Like, I don't think those are going to be cheap tickets to get.
Went to Philly in 2019, one of the only games we won that season. Other Detroit fans were wearing casual attire, afraid of wearing Lions gear. Can confirm Philly fans are as bad as they say. 12-year-old girls flipping you off. Guys trying to charge you for cheering. That being said, it was the best sports experience I've ever had.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's very much like going to Columbus where, hey, you're riding the bus down High Street. You're on your way to the stadium and you have old ladies mooning the bus.
What?
Or you have them flipping the bus off, and it is little kids. It's like it is a family experience for Buckeye fans as it is for Eagles fans.
Tex says, called in yesterday during Carson Anderson. Said, I told them I'm going to the game with my Eagles fan girlfriend. Definitely representing the city of Detroit. Not scared, but definitely not going to talk my talk, Kyle, at work.
You may temper your verbal cheering and some of the things you may say.
At the same time, they score a touchdown. You better be on your feet and high-fiving people. And
Yeah.
This one says, I've always said a Lions away game would be my most likely shot at getting arrested. He said, if I could afford a trip to Philly this weekend, I would do it in a heartbeat. I'm not scared, just broke.
Yeah.
He's ready.
So last time I went inside enemy territory was the Guardians game last year. And we were treated pretty cordially. That was such an intense game. So we asked to get a picture, though, this lady, and she refused to take the picture because Sam had a Michigan shirt on. Had nothing to do with the Tigers stuff.
Yeah.
It was the Michigan shirt.
That's hilarious. So she did. She's like, it's okay that you're a Tigers fan, but that's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
He's wearing Michigan. I'm sorry, I'm not doing it. That's what she said. I respected it.
She did know.
Healthy respect for that answer.
Yeah.
She did know she didn't have to be in the picture, right? Like, she's taking it. It's okay. That's hilarious.
So here's where, and I think when I've been recently been in Columbus, I always meet up before the game. Bobby Carpenter does some of their games, and I always meet up with them, usually, or Jim Lachey. Mm-hmm. And before we go into the stadium, just to talk about the game, talk about some things. And as we've been standing there, there have been some Buckeye fans that have come up and said, hey, we'd love to take a picture with both of you. And so I don't want to say it has calmed down a little bit in Columbus, but it doesn't seem as the vitriol overall from the fans before the game doesn't seem to be as bad as it was maybe 15 or 20 years ago.
Well, I think you're the perfect person to ask this question to. If you were going to take your wife and any combination of your kids to Philly or Columbus, sit in the stands, wear your team's gear, and watch the game, which one would you rather go to?
Well, again, it's, I think this year, I mean, I would love to take the family to Philly.
Okay.
Because what the game means.
That's not what I was asking.
No, I know, but it's, and again, it takes a special individual. I may not be the individual I was 20 years ago, but I still am somewhat of an imposing figure.
Great point.
And so there's a lot of individuals that have to be, you know, a dozen beers deep before they start mouthing off.
I think even more than a dozen beers.
Yeah. So I don't necessarily know that I'm the best one to answer that.
That's
one.
That's a fair point. But you're such a perfect person to ask because you've played in Philly.
Yeah.
You've played in Columbus. You've been to these venues.
So as a player, there's nowhere I'd rather play than environments outside of your home field than in environments like Philly or environments like Columbus. Because when you kick their ass there, there is no better feeling as a player than the quote-unquote silence that it brings the stadium.
I'm surprised last year that you didn't hear of something happening with a fan altercation because there was a lot of fuel.
In Columbus?
That upset the level of it. Michigan was a 20-plus point underdog. And then the flag planting.
So I didn't even think about this. You know what? I would rather go to Philly than Columbus. Because after the game, now I know the melee that happened on the field, blame to go around. And I'm not a proponent of planting the flag. I don't think that should happen. But Lucy was with me. And we tried to get from the press box down to the locker room. And going down the elevator, we're with a lot of people that are coming down from the suites. And Coach Cooper was there. He was very respectful. We talked for a few minutes. But getting to the locker room, there's a short area where you have to walk where you're amongst fans. And then when you get to the locker room, from above, there are fans that know where the Michigan locker room is, and they were throwing those little mini, alcohol bottles.
Oh, yeah.
They were chucking them at us. They were, spitting from above. And originally, the police weren't going to let Lucy in the locker room. I'm like, hey, there's no way in hell I'm leaving my daughter out here. So she's coming in, and, I'm sorry, you don't have a choice in this matter. Yeah. So I got her in there. When things calmed down, I had a friend take her because she was going to leave. I said, hey, can you escort her right to her vehicle?
When you saw John Cooper, did you say that was just like 96?
No. No, because he was respectful. He said, hey, that's a hell of a game by you guys. I don't know how it happened. I said, I don't either. But he was very respectful.
So this guy, Steven Grosspoint, says, I've been to the Shoe many times as a Michigan fan. I'm 32 years old. There's no way they're worse than Buckeye fans in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
This makes it fun, guys. Why would you be scared? It's probably not an ideal game to take your family, but if you're going with your buddies, should be a good time. This one says, my husband and I are going to Philly. I'm aware of the environment, but we're still going to go.
Good for you.
And this one says, all I need to know is they threw snowballs at Santa Claus.
Yes.
Heather, are you familiar with that story?
I am not.
Yeah, Eagles fans threw snowballs at Santa Claus.
He was there for a game or what?
Yeah. I mean, you always have the Santa Claus that shows up around, Christmas games. I'm sure there'll be one in Minnesota.
Do they still have the jail? Or was that at the vet?
That was at the vet.
Actually, their old stadium, Heather, they had a jail down below.
For like disorderly fans?
There was a judge, too.
There was a judge, yeah. 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 All in the basement of the vet.
It was Swoop, the Honorable Judge Swoop.
So I didn't realize how far back this snowball Santa Claus game. Do you know what year that happened in?
I don't.
I mean, I'm going to sound like Stoney even bringing it up. It was 1968.
Oh, wow.
But it has lived on to this day.
It's a legend.
It was halftime of a December 15th game in week 14. Fans were restless with the season. It had not been going well. 2-11 were the Philadelphia Eagles. And they threw snowballs at Santa Claus.
Shoot, that's probably when that was the last game of the year. They probably only had 14 at that time.
At least it was snowballs. And not like bottles of beer or cans or... I mean,
snowball
Santa likes
hurt.
Snow. It can, but...
Especially if you get hit in the face.
It's his element. He likes snow.
He's
guy doing what he loved.
Yeah, yeah. He's got enough cushion, right? Yeah, if it hits him in the belly, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, Heather, would you go with Colin?
Yes, because I'm naive to what your guys are talking. I've never seen it, really, besides what you're saying in the articles I've read. But yeah, I would go, and then I would probably learn my lesson, and I would go decked out in gear. Because that's what you do.
Right.
I wouldn't take my wife to Philadelphia. You're crazy. Stories I've heard, there's no way. Not decked out as a target. Like, yeah, go ahead and paint a target on your back and walk around.
I don't know that really. I mean, I know what you're saying, but I don't know it until you experience it. Then you learn your lesson, and you're like, okay, never again.
To the texter's point, if I had a couple of my buddies who said, hey, do you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would go. But I wouldn't, people taking kids or their wives.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Exactly. Yeah, watch out. You come for me.
No kidding.
Yeah. Mess with the bull. You can get the horn.
Anyway, all right. We'll get to the news. Dear John, we've got the two grand slam at 725. It's 97.1.
Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel, because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each and every week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you're going to win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Must apply profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Before the two Grand Slam, Heather with the news.
Yep, this news is brought to you by Gardner White. Well, after 43 days, the longest government shutdown in U.S. history is over. President Trump signed legislation on Wednesday night from the White House that reopens the federal government, starts to resolve basically the mass chaos that the shutdown created. Federal employees can get back to work right away, obviously, depending on their schedule. We have about 30,000 federal employees in Michigan. SNAP benefits will be paid out within 24 hours for most states, including Michigan. It sounds like it could take a little bit longer for the whole flight situation to kind of get sorted out, get back to normal. On Wednesday, the FAA said it was going to freeze cancellations at 6%. Of course, you still need to be fully staffed and then get everything back up and running. So flights could take a little bit longer
but
to
hopefully
to
by
get going.
You know, the holiday.
Yeah, let's hope, right? Yeah. When everyone's going to be traveling. You guys, a Pontiac mom is facing three felony counts of child abuse after allegedly leaving her three kids unattended in an apartment without running water, covered in filth, feces, rotting food, junk. It's an awful story. Deputies began investigating this case on Friday after the oldest child, a 12-year-old girl, reported a possible break-in at the apartment. So obviously police went to check it out, determined that that was unfounded, but then discovered, whoa, this is deplorable what you're living in. Mom was not home. The children, who are 12 and then 2 9-year-olds, said they hadn't seen their mom in over a day. And when the mother did eventually show back up, she was immediately taken into custody. Police believe the mom was rarely there. Children were enrolled in school, but like attended sporadically. And she, the mom, was arraigned on Wednesday. She was originally given a $250,000 bond, but later she was throwing a chair, screaming at the magistrate, and then she was ordered to be held without bond because of those actions. And she was currently on probation for retail fraud, fleeing and eluding, and fourth degree child abuse. Awful. An investigation is underway in Rochester Hills after a massive fire broke out at a storage facility on Tuesday night. Officials say the fire burned for over 10 hours at Stowaway Storage. About 50 firefighters responded to the scene. Flames were, you know, shooting out the roof of the building. Thankfully, no injuries were reported, but about 80 storage units were destroyed. So, I mean, it could have held. They say they don't know what's inside because anyone can use those. So it could have been businesses, it could have been a personal use for those storage, so it could have been somebody's entire belongings that were destroyed. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Hey, if you want to play the two Grand Slam, give us a call now. 248-539-9797 could be your chance to win $2,000. Antonio Brown appeared in a he was in court.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fire up chips.
Yes. On Zoom, right? Wearing this red jail shirt. And he was granted bail, placed on house arrest with a GPS ankle monitor. And he did plead not guilty to second degree murder stemming from a May shooting incident that took place at this like amateur boxing match. But the charge does carry a potential 15-year prison sentence and a fine of $10,000 if he is convicted. Yesterday, the last ever U.S. penny was minted in Philadelphia.
Yes.
So President Trump directed the Treasury Department to stop making them because pennies cost more than a penny to make. The U.S. Mint has been making pennies since 1793, when they were made of 100% copper. Since 1982, pennies have been made of like copper plated zinc. Anyway, billions of pennies still exist in circulation, right? They're going to remain legal tender, but no new ones will be made. Some businesses apparently have already started rounding receipts to the nearest 5 cents if you are paying with cash. Doesn't necessarily mean they're rounding up, but could be rounding down. But anyway, you might see that if you pay with cash. Could be some potential drawbacks, according to experts. Could be one step closer to pushing towards, you know, a cashless society. Even though
A lot of people already live that way anyway.
And most people aren't paying with pennies. But whatever. Experts also say that this could cause us to need more nickels, which we also lose money on, because according to the Mint, each nickel costs 13.8 cents to make. Mm. So,
all right.
Well, hey, at least we'll have a couple of nickels to rub together.
And they're with the news. And John with a Borisism? That sounds like something Boris would say. All bad jokes are Boris now.
Yeah.
All right, two grand slam.
Well, I'm excited to give away some money. I hope we can do that today. The rules of the game are super simple. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly. $2,000 if our contestant can get them all right.
Tom in Rochester, it's your lucky day. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Fire up chips, Jim.
Hey, fire up chips. We needed that.
That's right.
Bowl eligible.
That's right. You got it.
All right, so have you played the game before?
I haven't. I play all the time on the radio, and I try and get on, but it's my first time on.
Okay, well, good luck. You know the rules. If there's one you don't know, you can say pass, and if there's enough time, we'll get back to it. All right.
Sounds good.
Here we go. Who does Michigan play in football this coming Saturday?
Northwestern.
Who does Michigan State play in football this coming Saturday?
Penn State.
Who wears jersey number 11 for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Pass.
Alan Rickman played this character in Die Hard.
Pass.
Who led the Detroit Tigers in saves this past regular season?
Holton.
This team is currently in last place in the NFC East.
Giants.
What is 9 times 9?
81.
Who won Detroit's mayoral election earlier this month?
Pass.
What is the nickname of Colorado State University?
Rams.
Who led Major League Baseball in home runs this past regular season?
Cal Raleigh.
Who wears jersey number 11 for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Pass.
Alan Rickman played this character in Die Hard.
Hans Gruber.
Who won Detroit's mayoral election earlier this month?
Pass.
We get back to jersey number 11 with the Philadelphia Eagles for the third time.
I got him with
that's
7.
AJ Brown. AJ Brown.
That's unfortunate. Oh, no.
You got it now.
So what'd you count him with, John? 7?
7, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, because he got
right.
back to... Alan Rickman and Hans Gruber.
Good poll. That's $175.
Hey, sweet. I'll
nice
take
work.
It.
Yeah. And congratulations. Two Grand Slam on Tuesdays is brought to you by Femininio Law. Get David, get paid. Tom, hang on the phone there. We'll make sure that you get paid.
John, you want to go through this one? When he passed on A.J. Brown the second time, I was like, you're not going to get another chance.
Yeah.
Just throw a name out.
Yeah, and there was one where you could hear behind the scenes, he answered. It was the only one that he answered wrong, and he goes, he knew it right away.
He said, Holton, let's go through this. Who does Michigan football play on Saturday?
Northwestern. Go Cats.
Why'd you? Oh, okay.
Because that's just what they do. Okay, but
yeah. This week, Michigan State plays Penn State. Mm-hmm. A.J. Brown, where's the number 11? Yeah. Thank you. Alan Rickman played this character in Die Hard. He got it.
Hans Gruber.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's one he knew he got wrong. Who led the Tigers in saves last year?
It's Will Vest. He said Holden.
He knew he was wrong.
Yeah.
Who's in last place in the NFC East?
That would be the New York Football Giants.
He put his CMU education to good work with 9 times 9.
It's 81.
Got it.
Got that fast.
Detroit's mayoral election.
Hey, what
who
number
won?
was AB at Central Michigan? Any chance he was
27?
Was he 27?
I think that's what it is. It's something weird.
Okay.
Yeah, well, he's weird.
Yeah, shocker.
Sheffield. Mary Sheffield, Detroit's mayoral election winner. Uh-huh. Nickname of Colorado State University?
Rams, nailed that one.
Who led Major League Baseball in home runs this past season?
Cal Rowley.
So is AB the one alum you're least proud of, Jim? We
yeah,
had this
off-air
conversation last week. John's is a Unabomber.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And I don't know of any of it at Eastern. State is Nasser.
You don't think Eastern has like a...
They have to have somebody.
They have to
I just
have
don't
somebody.
Know. Yeah. I'm so disconnected from that place.
And Western, take your pick.
Oop, take your pick.
Anybody agrees.
Yeah.
From there,
yeah.
Wait, what did you say?
He said Colin. He graduated from Western.
We did get a ticket text, by the way.
Don't be picking on the little guy.
Of that same thought, yeah. If you went to an Eagles game with Colin, he could be the child shield that keeps you from getting too much flack.
See? Oh. It all works out.
It all works out. All right, coming up next, Dear John, 97.1.
Hey, Detroit, it's Heather here with some big news. Verizon, America's best 5G network, wants you to bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. If you think Verizon is expensive, well, think again. Not only does Verizon let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plans with My Plan, and everyone can get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. That's more reasons to save, more reasons to switch. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Detroit Verizon store, and they'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetrics United States Root Score report dated first half 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply to promotional offers. See www.verizon.com/switch-to-verizon/.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Send in your questions, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. That's J-O-N, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. I say that because someone did send us an email using the proper John.
Okay.
But then added an H in the email. So I wonder how many we don't get because people spell it
wrong. Yeah.
Depending on your preference. Anyway, we'll go
or
through
how
this.
You were named.
Your prompts today. Free food.
Oh, love free food.
Dog sitting.
Mm.
Deer hunting, Dear John.
Oh.
And called my wife old.
Ooh.
Get to it. Start with free food. Dear John, once a month, we have a local restaurant host our office for meetings. They provide the space as well as a salad bar and appetizers in a buffet-like setting. As far as I know, we're on our own for food. If we want to order some, we can. Apparently, one of our coworkers has made a habit of ordering a meal each time and leaving without paying. When confronted, he pleaded ignorance and said he assumed the company was paying, of course. Was he in the wrong? Who should pay? And our work wants him to pay back meals spanning the last 5 months.
Ooh, wow. So how long is this event?
At least 5 months.
No. But how long are you at this event?
I don't know. Once a month? I'm going to assume a couple hours.
Couple hours? I mean, you should be able to go a couple hours if... without needing to eat, but if you're there and it's the company is requiring you to be there, food is there, I would anticipate that the food would be comped.
I would too.
It just makes all the sense in the world. Now
you still have to check though, right?
I think you would need to check and say, hey, I want to order this and maybe I'm going to take some of this home with me. Then I think you would check just to make sure, because it may adjust your order as well. Like, I'm still going to take some home with me, but if I'm paying, maybe I order a little bit less. To me, that seems reasonable.
Yeah, I don't think you can make assumptions. I think you ask first. Clearly, they're providing some food, salad bar and appetizers. Before I ordered a big, expensive meal, I don't know what this person was ordering every time, I would just make sure, hey, you know, is this provided or is this something I have to pay? And then I would know. I would never just order food and assume that somebody else is paying for it, eat it and leave. Or take it with me and leave. Like, I would always ask, I think.
Yeah, because you don't want to be stealing effectively.
No.
Right. But I also think that, it makes all the sense in the world that whether it was the destination you were at or the company, having you there, that would be part of...
No, not necessarily. I mean, I've been to work things where you might get two free drinks or two whatever, but anything else extra is on you. And maybe it's that this is what we can provide, the salad and the appetizers. If you want a full meal, that's on you. I mean, but I think the employer should let their employees know that as well.
And I don't think
they should be in the dark.
Asking for back pay, though. I mean, what's done is
done. No, that seems crazy.
That's petty. Hey, we got to invoice you for this steak you had 4 months ago.
Right, right, yes. No. Oh, wait a second. Now you're coming at me?
Yeah, you needed to address that immediately.
Yeah.
All right, the next one. Dog sitting. Dear John, my brother is going overseas for work for about a year. He can't bring his dog with him, and he asked me if he could leave the dog with me. I, of course, had to go ask my wife because I want to live, and she asked who would be caring for it, you know, walking, bathing, appointments, etc. I asked my brother, and he said he would give me $1,000, which probably won't cover the cost. How would you handle this?
I don't know that I would... That's a huge ask. And if the dog is old enough and it's well trained, it's not going to, you know, typically mess in the house. We're going to be able to leave. Like, I think the better route to go is to not have the financial burden at any point fall on those that are taking care of your animal. And so maybe at the end of every month, hey, this is what food cost. This is what, hey, we went on a trip. We had to board the dog. Mm-hmm. Here's what the vet bill was. Here's whatever. You know, like, I do think it'll probably be more than $1,000. So I think it's just a more of, you know, at the end of the month, I'm going to send you a bill. You can Venmo me the money.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, I would be all for it. I love dogs. I would gladly take in a dog and watch it for a year. But it is expensive. And depending on the breed of the dog, how well it's trained, I mean, it could cause damage in your home.
Sure.
It could need a lot of...
So what's a good number? I don't have a dog. Like, how much money would it cost for a year, you think?
I like what John said. It might vary depending on, do you need to board the dog? Did the dog, you know, get outside and dig a hole and is completely dirty now and you got to take it to more baths? I think it just depends. You just send your brother a bill and he pays for it.
You had to take it to the vet for some reason.
Right.
And you go, well, that's what it costs.
Yeah. I mean, you never know what the expense of a pet is going to be. And I mean, huge ask for a year. I understand asking... But I think a brother also has to realize that you might say no.
Well, and if you're not going to pay monthly for the cost, then you have to explore your other options with the dog. Maybe you have to find a different home for it.
Yeah, I mean that would be one of you. I mean, you wouldn't really want to do that, but
But if you can't afford to pay,
and the dog's not welcome where you're going, then dogs can be expensive.
Deer hunting for Dear John.
Oh, here we go.
Dear John, my family has been able to hunt a piece of property for decades. Brothers, sons, nephews share the property, but it's changed hands, and the new owner said, I am the only one allowed to hunt there. I had to cut off my own son and nephew from hunting the property. I have an estranged brother that trespassed on Halloween night when he knew I'd be out with family. He went as far as lying to neighbors that border the property, paying them to park on their property and trespass onto the spot. It was premeditated. He even shot out of my blind. Do I call the DNR? Police, landowner, or do I just keep it between us? I'm very disappointed in him.
So who is the property owner? Like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the biggest issue there is who's the property owner? Who's the one that is setting the rules and who is allowing? And here's the thing about hunting property is, especially if it's one where family's been hunting for years and now all of a sudden you have more nephews, nieces, you have like there's just becomes a time where there's too many bodies that want to be on this property. And I'm assuming in terms of, you know, blinds, time in stand, because I mean, rifle season as well is now he's obviously hunting bow season if he's in October. So you don't have to worry as much about, you know, long shots, but it becomes a safety issue. I'm guessing that's where this is. It also becomes a management issue in regards to what ones you're allowed to shoot. You know, does it have to be a 6 point or greater, 4 point or greater? I would keep it in-house at first and try and deal with the family member and explain to them, hey, these are the new rules. And if we're not going to go to the DNR this time, but if it happens again next year, we're going to be forced to, we've posted it. And you can even on the post say, these are the individuals that are allowed to hunt this. And then, you know, next year becomes a legal matter. I wouldn't do it the first time.
Immediately, yeah.
Are you ready for the last one?
Yeah.
Called my wife old. Dear John, my wife is pregnant again. We already have two kids, a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old. She's only about 2 months along. Anyways, when we told her parents and her other family, literally the first thing that came out of her sister's mouth is, aren't you too old? We're both 39. So in the car ride home, she asked if I thought she was too old to have another kid. And I told her that I thought she was older, but that it wasn't a bad thing. It obviously comes with more risks, but kid number one came about 30, so it's no big deal. I didn't say too much after that because I think I was stressing her out a little bit and she didn't really want to hear me talk anymore. But she did give me a nasty look the rest of the day. So posting to see if I did something wrong here, she thought I was being insensitive, but it's also the truth.
The answer is, when your wife says, do you think I'm too old to have a baby? The answer is no. Cut and dried. No, you're not too old. No. Especially now, like you may, when you go to your doctor, they may say that it is a geriatric pregnancy.
They very well could use that, or advanced maternal age. They could use that as well. Your doctor is going to tell you you're old because that's like 35 and up, I think, is considered a geriatric pregnancy.
Right.
I mean, I got it.
Sure. And there may be other precautions that you need to take, but it's much more common now than it ever has been in human history. And I don't even know that the risk is greater as long as you are taking care of all the extra things that you are needing to do at that age.
He didn't say she was too old to have a baby.
Older. Yeah, you're older. No.
She is older. Yeah. We all get older.
She knows that too. I mean, she knows at 39, she's older than a 27-year-old having a baby. She's not dumb.
Right.
But she's not too old to have a child.
He didn't say she was too old to have a child.
John. There are automatic no's to certain questions.
Oh, yes, yes. Do these jeans make me look fat? No.
Do you think I'm fat? No.
No.
Do you think I'm old? No.
No.
No and no.
Do you think I'm short? No.
No, but there also
to your point, too, especially when she's already pregnant.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean,
it's not like you're going back.
Right.
No.
All right.
No and no.
No and no. Dear John, you can send him in Dear John Jansen, J-O-N, Dear John Jansen at gmail.com. The Red Tag sales event is on at Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. Check out the 2026 Equinox LT. Sporty, efficient, and ready for every weekend. You can lease one for $279 a month with only $999 down for GM employees and immediate family members. Find yours today. Shop at MoranExpress.com or stop by. They'll take care of you in person. Great staff. They're on Moran Chevrolet. They're on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. That's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price. Period. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. B-Ball Paul leading away. Pistons shorthanded severely. When they're 8th in a row.
Yep.
10-2 on the season.
Off and running.
Yeah, no Cade last night.
No Jalen Duren.
Everybody was gone.
Mm-hmm.
No Tobias Harris. Bulls shorthanded too. It's just one of those games in the NBA and just keep winning. John, any resetting of expectations?
Sure. You start out 10-2 and especially when you open up and you don't look good against the Bulls, but then you play them again and you're not at full strength and you take care of business the way you did last night. Sure, there's a reset of expectations. There's an excitement that goes along with obviously being 10-2, being in first place, two games ahead, and you're looking at every opportunity of even at this, because of the struggles that the Pistons have had as recent as 2 years ago, 28 in a row that they lost. Now you're winning 8 in a row and you're looking at it going, okay, well, right now we're two games over the Cleveland Cavaliers, 2.5 over the Knicks and Sixers. Then you start scoreboard watching a lot more than you used to. because it's, hey, what did the Pistons do last night? Okay, now let me see what the Cavs did. What did the Knicks do? The 76ers? Like, are we going to gain another game?
Preseason expectations that we discussed. Neither of us had them winning 50 games. I think that has changed.
Mm-hmm.
I expect them to win more than 50 games now. I mean, the math's in your favor when you start 10-2. My expectation was they would win a playoff series. Well, you got a much better chance to win a playoff series if you have home court.
Yeah.
And I expect them to have home court right now. And beyond that, we'll see. I mean, I know there's going to be doubters who say, well, who have they played? When are they going to face? They don't face Cleveland again until January.
Right.
They don't face the Knicks until the new year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they beat up on a, quote, bad Eastern Conference, so be it.
Well, that's what we had talked about in the offseason with Halliburton being hurt in Indianapolis and the injuries that they've suffered in Boston. Like, this was the opportunity presented itself. Now, they didn't go out and, hey, Desmond Bane. They didn't go sign him. He went down to Orlando and you know, had a nice game last night. But we all talked about the opportunity that was there for the Pistons to take a couple of steps forward, maybe not necessarily just because of what they were doing, but because of other teams and the injuries that they've suffered.
If you see Assar and Holland and Duren all taking steps, and we are, surrounding Cade, maybe not with a clear-cut number two, but a real supporting cast, yeah, man, you start setting up a team that can win multiple playoff series. That's what this starts all about. It's positioning themselves well. So their next game will be Friday night, part of this homestand. They'll face the Sixers. The next marquee game is probably road game at Milwaukee at the end of the month, if you're looking for like a
Milwaukee
showdown.
Mm-hmm.
We got some ticket texts on Dear John. We're going to talk to Ross Tucker at 8 o'clock. This is a good week to talk to Ross.
Yeah, he's a Philly guy.
Yeah, we are.
Philly radio.
Don't let him off the hook. Don't let him pander to us. We want to make sure he keeps it consistent. Whatever he said on Philly radio this week, bring that same energy with us at 8 o'clock. On Dear John, some of the responses. Says, curious how they let that guy slide for 5 months with the free meals. After a couple times, he definitely just assumed at that point it's complimentary.
Yeah, I mean, it should have been addressed earlier, that's for sure. If week one, right, you get this bill and you're like, well, hold on a second here. What is this? Then you address it at that time.
Yeah, the fact that he got away with it for 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, then you're thinking, oh, this is SOP.
Yeah.
Got to go.
Dear John, if a two-hour company meeting overlaps lunch, the company should cover every meal. Yeah, I don't know what time that meeting is.
Yeah, but I mean, I agree. Yes.
Yes, I agree. It should be comped. If you're telling all your employees to go to a restaurant and assuming this isn't like, no, I guess any time would, like, lunch could be any time during
right,
the
yeah,
day.
Lunch, breakfast, dinner, like, you know, I mean, yeah, yeah, it can be any time.
If it was the start of the day, I go, well, maybe a complimentary breakfast to start the day.
Sure.
Or if it was the end of the workday, well, all right, give people a meal on their way home.
Yeah.
Depends how big of a dog you're asking someone to watch.
Yeah. Size always matters.
And this one says, how big of a doggio would they have to build?
I don't think people have doggios. They call those backyards.
Okay.
A fence.
This text says, my wife gave birth to our sweet baby girl in the middle of our living room at age 40.
In the middle of the living room?
It says in a pool in the living room.
Oh, it was planned.
Yeah.
Says, good for her.
No drugs, no nothing, definitely not too old.
Yeah, no, it's...
Heck no.
There's a lot of old wives' tales, old thinking that has changed with modern medicine and techniques and just different things that we get to do that we can do in 2025 that maybe you couldn't do in 1950.
Jansen, we have 5 kids with my wife. She's almost 39 when our first was born.
Oh, good for you.
Wow.
Many women have children at older ages. The whole thing is BS.
I agree.
Mean, you're sitting with one.
Yeah.
I had my first at 37, second at 39.
Yeah.
And I'd have more if Colin was on board.
Yeah.
So.
Is that a potential?
Oh no, we're done.
Strife or okay? No, you guys okay?
But I would have more.
Okay. This text says she's too old to have a baby. Ridiculous, irresponsible, and selfish. Signed, Nick in Livonia.
Okay.
Okay, Nick. Yes, yes. Probably childless, Nick.
He didn't sign a childless Nick, but in a way he did.
Yeah.
This one says, honey, do I look fat in these jeans? No, baby, you look fat in everything.
Ooh. Ooh, yes. These are the wrong sign the papers now. Here's half.
Wrong answers only. Very funny, dear John. At the end when you said there's answers where no is the right answer, do these jeans make me look fat? The real answer is it's not the jeans.
Oh,
my God. A lot of bad advice. Bad advice on the ticket text.
Got to laugh at Brendan on that.
A lot of dudes talking tough right now until you're sitting in the closet and your wife comes up and says, do these jeans make me look fat? No.
And the last text says, Pistons shorthanded, found a way to win. They deserve a shout out today. Gave them more than a shout out today. Mm-hmm. We're paying attention. We see what's going on there.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to Ross Tucker. Start the next hour. Thursday touchdown as well. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.